Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please. Whom are you looking for? Jesus asks Mary Magdalene in the garden. Whom are you looking for? Who and what are we looking for this morning? Why have we come? Have we come looking for candy or music? These are good and holy things to look for on this feast day. But in our gospel reading, there is no chocolate. There are no trumpets. There's no organ, no singing. Only the quiet sounds of the world before dawn. Birdsong. Have we come looking for a sense of calm? In our gospel reading, there is no calm. In the stillness of these pre-dawn hours, the disciples are running, afraid, weeping, grieving, running from the tomb to their homes, to the tomb and back again. Have we come looking for clear answers? In our gospel reading, there are no clear answers, only a stone removed, some linen burial wrappings on the floor, fear, grief, confusion. Angels who ask Mary Magdalene about her tears. Jesus, unrecognizable to Mary, until he calls her by name. Have we come here this morning looking for fellowship, for community? In our gospel reading, we do find this. In Mary Magdalene, Simon Peter, and the disciple whom Jesus loved, we see the community of the first disciples, and we can find fellowship with them and with one another this morning. No matter why we have come, no matter what or whom we are looking for. Some of us may feel a kinship with Peter, who has abandoned and denied Jesus, and now enters the empty tomb and sees the linen cloths, turns around, leaves, and goes home. Our text doesn't tell us what Peter thinks or feels. And maybe we don't know what to think or feel this morning. Maybe we'd rather not face the prospect of an empty tomb and what it might mean. Maybe we need more time. Maybe we're not ready. Maybe we'd rather turn around and go home. This is a perfectly normal and human reaction. And if we're feeling this way, Peter is with us. Others of us may feel a connection with the unnamed disciple who Jesus loved, who sees the empty tomb and the burial cloth and simply believes without question, without understanding, without seeing Jesus. The text doesn't tell us what he believes, only that he does. Perhaps this is how some of us are feeling this morning, or how some of us long to feel. And some of us may feel close to Mary Magdalene today. After her fellow disciples have left, she stays at the tomb and weeps. Mary, who is grieving the death of her beloved teacher, and now what she supposes to be the theft of his body. Mary, who has stayed with Jesus through his suffering and death on the cross, now stays at the empty tomb. And this is where Jesus meets her, at the tomb, in her grief. We are grieving too. The losses of these last years, when we could not be together on Easter for good reason, these losses are enormous, immeasurable, and they continue. It is this place of immense grief and loss where Jesus meets Mary Magdalene and us today and asks, "Why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Have we come here today looking for hope, looking for joy? Hope and joy, they're different from happiness. Hope and joy are deep feelings that cannot be separated from the deep feeling of grief. And hope and joy are here in our gospel. It is joy in Mary's voice as she responds to Jesus calling her by name. There are hope and joy in her voice as she fulfills the role Jesus has given her, as the apostle to the apostles, as she makes the first gospel proclamation, "I have seen the Lord." Whom are you looking for? I have seen the Lord. Have we come here this morning looking for Jesus? Have we come here to see Jesus? This is where we find him, resurrected, changed, transformed. We find Jesus here in our gospel, calling us by name, asking us to bear witness to the power of God's love through the broken seal of a tomb. We find Jesus here at his table, feeding us through the broken bread of his body. And we find Jesus here and out in the world, among us, in the faces and bodies of one another and of our neighbors, in the brokenness and blessedness of our own lives, of our own deaths. We encounter Jesus in and through the power of God's love, a love that would transform, redeem, and resurrect us all. Whom are you looking for? We have seen the Lord.